Hi, I'm Megumon, and I will present you how to improve the developer experience in GitLab and how to automate the tool works to focus on development. This presentation is more a use case presentation of how we use Heptapod within Logilab. And Heptapod is a friendly fork of GitLab with Mercurial support. During this presentation, so I will first present Logilab and how our code is organized and what are the problems we're facing within Logilab. What are the existing solutions inside GitHub and GitLab? And then the main part will be on the tool that we design and are open sourced and we use internally to have some reviewer and some short definition release something on the internet and how to update dependencies. But first, Logilab is a small IT company, so around 25 person in France, and it's focused on scientific computing, web semantic, and Python training, and we do a lot of custom development for clients. We work almost only with open source software and we contribute either with code or money on the project that we are using. And here are some examples. And on the left are some associations in France, and the right that we contribute with money and also some examples that we contribute with code. As we are developing application for our clients, we use something called KubikWeb, which is a semantic web application web framework developed in Python inside Logilab. It's you can think of it as an alternative to Django. It has an explicit data model and also a lot of components that you can reuse from an application to another one, and we call it cubes. As a lot of framework, KubikWeb is front agnostic, so you can have your backend written in KubikWeb, but the front page your front page written inside a React application or whatever you want. So our tech stack is composed of HTML, JavaScript, CSS for the front-end, Python for the backend with KubikWeb, PostgreSQL for database service, and eventually everything is deployed with Docker. Inside Logilab, we have a lot of repository, and we are using Mercurial, which is an alternative to Git written in Python. In order to use Mercurial, we can't use Mercurial with GitLab, so we use Heptapod, which is a friendly fork, as I said earlier. And we have a multi-repository approach, so we have one repo for KubikWeb, around 200 repository for public cubes, some private cubes for the client project, some open source projects that are not related to KubikWeb, and also some internal repository. So we have a lot of repository to take care of, and all of them are hosted on Heptapod. If you have only one repository, you could think that keeping the repo clean and up to date is simple, and having several hundred repository is hard to have everything clean and up to date. But I tend to disagree with that. I think that both situations are hard because the only difference is that the problem occurs faster with when you have a lot of repository. And the problem that I'm facing within Logilab is the first one is easy having a CI, so test and lint run on every commit. Having reviewer on every merge request, and so you don't have merge request lying around for years. Have a Korean code base, so so that you have a high standard code everywhere. Having your CI configured the right way across all the repository, having everything released properly and tagged on PyPI for cases, because we are mainly on Python. But also, as we use Docker, having everything correctly tagged, up to date, and properly set up. If you come from GitHub with GitHub Action and Probot, you can have auto assign, dependabot, ReadyDrafter to do a lot of those things. If you come from GitLab, you have the DangerBot. You can do some of the work, such as the reviewer roulette to have someone assigned as a reviewer, or some information of your merge request. And but that didn't fit our use case well, and we made our own tools. And what I will do now is present you